And aloha, I'm Cindy Palos. Welcome to Talk Story. This is the longest running talk show on Maui, 25 years. And always enjoy talking to a lot of people about a wide variety of subjects over time. I've had a lot of interesting guests on the air. And today we'll be talking, I believe, Arnold Garcia from Shine on Hollywood. We'll be calling in here momentarily, hopefully. And also Kirk Suri, who has an amazing organization called Grow Some Good. He'll be coming by. They've got a great event happening on Saturday, and I'm really looking forward to talking about that, because Grow Some Good started about 7 years ago, and they started with a school in Kihei, and they've grown now to 12 schools, and they have so many young people who have found out about them. Aloha, is this Arnold?
Yes, it is. Oh, hi, it's Cindy. How are you?
Hi, you're live on the air. So happy to have
great.
Arnold Garcia, the founder and publisher of Shine on Hollywood magazine. It's an e-zine that has gotten huge amounts of attention. I guess like 27 million hits. And I love it. It's because it's not your average Hollywood magazine. I have to quote a wonderful lady, Dr. Ida, and I think you pronounce her last name Takia O'Reilly, is that correct?
Takla O'Reilly.
Takla O'Reilly. She was the former two-time president and current trustee of the Hollywood Foreign Press Golden Globe Awards, and she says, "I've been in the world of journalism for a long time and saw a gradual deterioration in the reporting and communicating with people. It went from reporting to projecting, from facts to gossip, from balance to sensationalism. I was turned off from reading the newspaper. Then you came along and touched my life. You made it your mission to bring to the world the stories of real people instead of news of the extraordinarily rich doing ordinary things. You went to the ordinary people doing extraordinary things." And I have seen this to be true. You were so kind. You did a story on me back in September, and I was just blown away by your style of bringing good things that are going on by people in the world and showing another side of Hollywood to the world.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Cindy, for recognizing that, and I love your stories, too. Everyone out there have a great story to tell, and I just created a platform for people to, you know, to really, truly share the stories about the industry we're in. It also applies in other industries, because we're all human at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot here to learn from each other, rather than trying to make an assumption. I think the more you will learn from each other, the better we can understand each other, rather than trying to condemn each other.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood is such a big place. I mean, the whole world knows what Hollywood means, and not everything in Hollywood have to be negative. There's a lot of great things in Hollywood. As you know, that you grew up here.
I was born in Los Angeles, grew up above Sunset and Doheny, up in the Hollywood Hills, and my favorite thing to do growing up was to go horseback riding, and that was up by where the Hollywood sign is. And that was my favorite thing, was to run through the hills on horses up there and get away from everything. And growing up, you know, of course, it got crazy on Sunset Strip, and later on, and we all know the story of Sunset Strip. But what's happened, it seems like you've tapped into a really important thing, that there is a lot of caring people in Hollywood who are doing a lot of nonprofit and very valuable work.
Yes, I mean, I think they're very important in humankind, because they reproduce and trying to help a lot of people that needs help. And I think the nonprofit organization, and I mean, not all of them are great, I'm going to be honest with you. There are some good ones that really, truly gets back to the communities, and the proceeds goes to the what needed.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is here, we can influence other people by focusing on something that's working, and then b- blurt it out. You know, let people understand that this is what we need to do. We need to. This is a role model, whatever organization it is, and then we need to really understand that this is what's working. But the others, you know, I'm not here to gossip. I don't like gossiping because I think gossip it's really a way to condemn each other and misrepresenting each other. And people always love to just chat about anything but themselves. I think it's really important, and like Dr. Aida Takla O'Reilly, and she's just lifted me up in so many ways by getting that testimonial from her. And she's just one of the many, but she's an amazing woman and wonderful woman at the same time. Cha Young is one of the, he's like the world-renowned painter, and also came to my vision and said that, put me on NASCAD, New York NASCAD billboard, which is cover, and brought so much attention to the magazine. It really took my magazine to the next level. And then we're basically hit China. It's very hard to get there, and we become one of the major publication in China across Asia at the same time. So we grew to from United States all the way to 60-plus countries.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, you know, I mean, the e-zines have really exploded in the last few years, but there's many that are just kind of startups out there. But Shine On Hollywood is so professionally, beautifully done. I mean, lovely, beautiful graphics, great photos, great stories. You're always out. It seems like you're out three or four times a week at events, and you make sure you get video clips. You have a very active Facebook site. So what are the key elements? Obviously, you hooked into some really great people who believed in you. But when you get started with the publication like yours, because you're really just about 2.5 years old, and to have the phenomenal growth you've had in that amount of time is just kind of unbelievable. So when you started, what were your goals, and how did you see them being manifested?
God, how can I make this in short? You know, I've been in the entertainment industry for quite some time, and there's a lot of things that I've seen that didn't really work for me, especially the person that looks like me and trying to get into the entertainment industry. There's a lot of things that are not, and I just went in there and said, you know, I'm going to learn, I'm going to be a guinea pig, and make everybody right, not wrong, and I become a sponge. So I'm a solution kind of guy, and I like to look into every angle of why the professional industry thinks this way, or why the artist thinks this way, why there's oil and water on both sides, whatever. And I, you know, it made me realize I understand both sides now. But my main goal is here is to really create something that both sides can learn from each other, because there's division between them, and that was my main goal. That was one of my biggest motivation, is to form a magazine that become a community itself, that people can learn from each other. I highlight the industry professionals like you to educate the young kids today, to take some points how to hone their whatever industry they want to get into. There's so much genres out there, subgenres. We're talking about film, music, fashion, all kinds. And that's what Shine On Hollywood, I'm able to paint a better picture, a better presentation, not just bios, not just stories that doesn't really touch on every level. That's what we go from childhood all the way to present. What are they doing? Because we can learn from each other, or what level, what area of their life that we can identify what we add, so we can really relate to the story they're telling it.
I so agree, and I've been interviewing people for a long, long time, probably as long as you've been alive. But I started in radio, as you know, in Los Angeles years ago, but I love doing interviews, and basically just because of what you just said, Arnold, everyone does have a story. And I have to say, having been born in Hollywood, Beverly Hills, I went to Beverly Hills schools and everything, I found that some of the people who are very, very rich and have absolutely everything that a lot of people would think, how can they not be happy? I mean, they've got everything you'd ever dream of, every single item material-wise that you could want, gorgeous houses, gorgeous clothes, gorgeous cars. And a lot of these people were very, very unhappy. And I think that's where I've been seeing you pick up on this evolution of that people who were very famous and rich in Hollywood were looking that they had to do more with their lives.
You know, it's a good point you brought that up, because it is a lot of truth to that. I mean, I deal with them, I talk to them, and they always look somewhere else besides looking themselves in. The biggest that any human misconception about themselves is not focusing who they are and accepting for who they are. They feel like this industry and feel like they have to be somebody. They have to act this way. They have to make up some stories. They have to step everybody's toes. All this politics they put in and BS they put into their life, it only weighs them down.
Mm-hmm,
it makes things more complicated. The simple solution to that is to accept yourself and love yourself.
Mm.
The more you do that, the more you'll be able to advance your life, because you're not putting all that weight on yourself. You actually, okay, I'm done with this. I'm going to the next level and bang that big door, and because I know what I'm all about. And I, believe me, I don't fit in this industry the way I look. I mean, I was always being put on the back end. But did I hold myself hostage on that?
No.
Did I make myself wrong?
You had a very, very hard young childhood, and you've gone through a lot of challenges to get yourself to the point you're at, which I think probably helped you create the values you have and want to tell the stories you're telling, right?
Yes. I mean, my life story, my childhood, it really contributed to who I am today. And I had to learn how to understand why I'm here and why I'm also gifted. And I, you know, I have to be the best friend of myself. Otherwise, who will? For me to survive in the street and where I came from, you know, I realized that there's so much options out there. I can easily take the easy way out by, you know, going to drug world, prostitution, all the other stuff that homeless people would do. But I decided not to go there. We all have an option. And I decided to stay in school and work hard. Discipline has a lot to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot of divisions and a lot of options out there that are available. And it's all up to you to really find what works for you and to be a better person than rather than this person that you keep running away from yourself and hope, and then also hurting others while you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, there's so much psychology behind this magazine on why I'm able to, I mean, it was a hobby first, and then, I mean, I tried so many areas in the entertainment industry. It's not because I'm less than. It's just because I got to get to the reality of this. And now, once for all, I felt really like I'm worth something. You know, after I was raised with my family and the communities that I was involved in, you know. So I finally found something that God had given me the gift to do what I'm doing. I have no education when it comes to publication. My writing English is not that great. I don't know how to. I never went to school for a graphic, putting this magazine together.
Well,
but when you have a vision.
And you have a wonderful team, too, Arnold. And you have a great team. You have a great team.
Well selected.
Yes. And how many people work with you to make Shine on Hollywood?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask me that question. But, we have a lot of great people are involved in this magazine. They contribute the best they can, and to the best ability to understand my vision, because it's a learning curve for everybody. Because mm-hmm. there's so much in this magazine. It's not just telling stories. You mm-hmm. know, we also be very selective of the type of advertising that we put in a magazine, because you know we believe on not just positive stories and information, but also you know, environmental awareness, clean, all that. We want to embrace all the great things that can make a huge difference in our world. So, after all, the kids today, they're the ones going to be ruling the world. So we have to plant a positive seed, and not just the stories that we put out there, but also embrace, you know, like electric cars and economic cars, all kinds of things like that that China is also involved in.
Well, and as you, I was talking the other day, and you brought up the point that, I mean, magazines, newspapers, oh my gosh, just Los Angeles Times, New York Times on Sunday, my gosh, the amount of paper and ink that they use is really kind of still.
In the millions.
It's
in the millions. That's how much trees we kill just to do the Sunday newspaper. What about catalogs, the books, and all those texts? And this is the reason why this is the reason why I made my digital magazine to be effective and fun. There's mm-hmm. a lot of digital magazines out there that don't have the technology that we have. Because I came from a computer background, so I'm able to, you know, work and embed some videos in there, all the hyperlinks. Today, the internet, it's free, it's a highway, so we have to utilize that, including all the social medias out there. It makes most sense to have a digital. Everybody's on iPad and cell phones and computers today. Printing magazine is really damaging the world. I mean, the trees produce oxygen. So, you know, we have to take responsible for that. And I know the old school wants this print magazine. Great, but they need to adapt because they can't just be selfish because they want something to hold on to. They have to think about the world and for the kids that's going to take over the world when we go.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can't just be, oh, me, and I want it. This is what I want. No, you got to get educated to understand what we're offering as far as digital, why it exists. It's because we need to really save for the kids that they can grow on and be healthy about it. And, you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. And I'm glad.
I'm very passionate about that.
I am very glad it's going that way, because it is kind of sad when you see how much is wasted in some of these big magazines. And, I mean, even like, you know, I was looking at a Bazaar and a W, and it's like, my gosh, that's a lot of paper. It's going into some of these magazines, and I love
it. And it's not just the paper, but about the ink.
The ink, yeah, absolutely true.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
I mean, and the cost is so expensive.
And your proof that you can do an e-zine and go digital and be successful with it. I think that the tide has really changed drastically just in the last couple of years, of people realizing the impressions you get, because your records actually of what you can see as far as people actually getting your downloads and links are very good statistics you can use, where if you put out a newspaper, you can print millions, but you don't really know how many people are reading those millions. You know, you can say
it's not that it doesn't respond like digital magazine. Mm-hmm. I mean, at least China and Hollywood. I mean, you can watch a video while you're flipping that thing, pages to pages. It keeps you more than just reading a text on a piece on a paper. It doesn't function when you put something. Digital magazine, China and Hollywood, at least, it's a controlling board.
Mm-hmm.
You can hit the link to whatever if you want to further learn more about that particular topic, and then it goes bigger because it links up to the website, links up to other areas that we help them provide that information, so everything's in their fingertips.
I know, and I have to applaud you in the fact that, because I met you through Amy Otey.
And the
Grammys, and my work, Angel Blessings, Messages from Heaven, was my book, and the CD was Angel Blessings, Benefiting Hospice.
Yes.
And I got to meet you when I went to the Grammys a few weeks ago, and it was such a pleasure meeting you, of course. And I know you have really supported independent musicians who are doing very good things, and you know how hard it is for the independents out there in the world. I was so glad to be able to connect this year with so many wonderful independent artists who have such a hard time getting any recognition because there's all the big companies and there's so much money involved in the big artists, you know. But I truly felt the whole thing was worth it just because of these wonderful, small, independent people working so hard to get their dreams out. So I applaud you for supporting the independent artists, as I know you do, also support many other independent artists, not just musicians.
Oh, my God. I mean, you can't be limited. If you do that, you're limiting yourself. And just I respect every levels of this entertainment industry. At first, I didn't, until I'd become a guinea pig and sponge to a lot of people. And that's the only way I can get the facts of the information rather than like hearing from somebody else or gossiping, all that. So my information is facts. I mean, really, like, truly went out there and did some research and connected with people and got to know them, da-da-da-da. So it is important to not limit yourself. And the best I can advise to a lot of independent artists out there is really, I mean, when you read this magazine, every one of these people who made it to the industry do share the same basic information with, do not give up on your dreams. But also, you have to be disciplined enough to understand. If you're going to want to spend the money in marketing, well, maybe you want to stop reducing going partying and drinking or other things. I mean, you have to be responsible. Mm-hmm. You can't do it all. But the one of the things that I've noticed in a lot of artists, especially in the music industry, they're always looking for somebody to manage them, to knocking on the record label's doors. You know, I don't think it's that important yet. I mean, you really have to, today's age, the development part of the record label has been taken away.
Yes, it's true.
And that's one of the most expensive for record labels to invest into artists, and also the marketing. So let's get down with this. I mean, the industry professor, I mean, the record labels are just banks. Mm-hmm. They're a bunch of business people, and they want, and you become a product for them, and you have to really, you know, pay back the money they're going to give you if they picked you.
Yes, it's
the
true.
Best thing to do is not to you know, put all this stuff on your, and that it's so simple to just get your lazy ass and stop working. You know, build up your fan base. Yeah. The internet is so, I mean, there's a lot of free sites there. I mean, I can name a lot of the sites out there they can utilize and get their names out there and build up their fan base. But you also have a good product. You have to have a good music and all that. I myself just, I went to the music industry is to learn about the industry. I'm not here to compete with any other artist, but I did really well just because I didn't have this huge desperation attitude like everybody else out there. My first concert was not even in a coffee shop or in the Sunset Strip. It was in the Knoxville Farm with hundreds of people watching me.
Really? I didn't know that. What did you have, a band? Or what did you, I didn't even know.
No, I went out to solo. I'm known as a dance artist.
Ah.
And I went out because I was a dancer. I'm more of a dancer than a singer.
Uh-huh.
But I love singing. You know, I've been singing since high school. You know, we were basically the first Glee, would say. It's called the entertainers in Cameron High School. We travel around. You know, we're like the Glee today. We were the first ones. But, you know, in dancing was my first straight. And and then I combined my talents to, you know, I love singing, so why not? So I went out there. I did real well, but it was just temporary for me. Other people out there, it's really, I mean, I support the kids today because I'm going to tell you, I mean, I interview a lot of artists that comes to Hollywood from all over, from around the world, everywhere, hope to be a star. And it's the sad reality of that. You know, they don't make it, they ending up doing crazy stuff, being passed, passages and drugs and all that, so even suicidal. it really touches my heart, you know, because
it's true.
You know, there's a lot of reasons why they came here, and the parents sometimes don't support them. They want them to be a doctor or something else. And when I was at NAMM show, and I met this young the parents and this young girl, and it was, we were in a really packed bus, and I was talking to her, and she said, you know, I want to be this, I want to be that, I want to do that. And I looked at my mom and said, you know, I really commend you for supporting her love for the music. Oh my God, she's this and that. I mean, when you, I think my advice to the parents today, you know, if your kids find something interesting, that is something positive, don't make them something they're not. Support them the best they can, because they'll give more than 100% of themselves to make that happen. If you're going to force them to do something just because your insecurity, because what you hear about entertainment industry is this and this and that, it's not their insecurity, it's yours. Let them find out what's good for them. This is why we have the school program, is to educate the parents and the kids that want to get into the entertainment industry, Shine on Hollywood, the school program. We give them hands-on experience to learn about what area they want to go. For instance, if a film, do they want to be a cameraman or a grid or an actor or an editor? There's so many areas of in that genre that they can find, and then once they find something they like, and they're going to put a more effort in it, just basically help them focus where they need to put their most recognized talents or their interest in the entertainment industry.
Well, I think that's great advice. And if people want to find out more, what is the best way to find out more about what you do, what you were just talking about in Shine on Hollywood, and your Facebook site?
Oh my God, I'm overwhelmed. But the best thing to do is, you know, to just send the comments. If you have any questions, just use info@shineonhollywoodmagazine.com.
info@shineonhollywoodmagazine.com. I'm just repeating, in case people are driving in their cars, it's info@shineonhollywoodmagazine.com. And your website is?
It's www.shineonhollywoodmagazine.com. We have a forum in Facebook. If they can go in there and they can drop us a line. They've complied to our mission and vision. This is what we're trying to do, just to end this. We're other companies out there, other organizations out there have the same beliefs. Now we're available. So a lot of companies are connecting with us. So I'm very, very, very fortunate to Shine On. It's not just a magazine. It's a movement, and people are connecting together so we can be so we can make a difference in this world. And I've noticed that Hollywood, we're able to influence a lot of professional industries to do better and to give back more. And it's not just me. And that's what this whole thing. So I'm very proud of what I created here. It's not about me anymore. This is about us and making it, take it to the next level.
Well, it's been a treat talking to you, and I just really love what you're doing, Arnold. And thank you so much. You really are an angel, and you really are making a difference in the world. Your story is an amazing story. Pretty soon you'll have to write a book. So so thank you so much for calling in today, Arnold.
Cindy, thank you for giving me this opportunity, and keep shining on.
I will. A big aloha to you.
Aloha.
Aloha. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.